Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. Here it is, December the 30th, 2014, waiting for the arrival of the new year, waiting to see what God has in store for his people, waiting to understand the will of God for our lives, waiting, trusting, hoping, and holding on to God's unchanging hand. As always, I'm so honored to come back again, and I hope everyone had a great week, a Merry Christmas, and looking forward to the new year. You know, we're doing it on Tuesday night tonight because of the New Year's Eve being tomorrow. Last week we did it on Tuesday because of Christmas Eve. I know in our culture, you know, black people be getting food together for their family that sold food to get it right and to get it done. Because, you see, we show our love through food and we do it right. As always, it's a pleasure and an honor. And I first have to give obedience to God, you know, the author of my fate. I have to give obedience to the Son of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also have to give honor to the Holy Ghost, who lives and dwells and be in us and comfort us and guide us into all righteousness and truth, who gives us revelation and illumination of the Word of God. You know, I tell you guys all the time that I cannot give you illumination or revelation. I can only give you information. But as we study the Word of God together, it opens up our hearts and our mind to what God has in store for us. So for those who have your Bibles, I want you to know that the lesson tonight, the topic is going to be, don't allow your 2015 resolution to be about how much you gathered, but let it be about how much you scatter. And we're going to go in the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, the 25th through the 31st verse. And as always, for those who may be tuning in for the first time, once we get through with the lesson or any time during the lesson, if you would like to make a comment, concern, a prayer, or join in with us, you could press the 1 button on your phone, and I will be able to open your mic from the studios, and you could go through the airwaves, and everybody could hear what is being said, and we could join in with the fellowship of our Bible study. As always, I need to play a song, and we need to open up with prayer. So if anybody would like to pray, as I say all the time, you could press the 1 button on your phone. I'll open the mic, and you can do your prayer. But I thank God for each and every one of you that took time out of your busy schedule to come here on tonight, to come and hear what God has to say, not only to you, but to all of us. You know, 2014 may have been a trying time for someone, but we're about to enter 2015. And we must realize that even though we only have one day left, somebody's not may not make it. But for all of us who do, we should enter 2015 with the expectation of what God is going to do in our lives. The expectation of us getting to be better and doing things better and wanting to be better and looking to God for better. But at this time, if anyone would like to pray, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the song first. And then when we come back, we're going to have prayer and we're going to go into the lesson. Again, thank each and every one of you for calling in tonight. This is our last Bible study for the year 2014 together. And it's a wonderful thing. In February 2015, I would have been on the air for 2 years. And some of you guys have been with me from day one. And it's so amazing that some of you haven't even missed the lesson. And, you know, God's find favor in that, I'm sure. So I'm going to play this song. The name of the song is Here Am I. And as you listen to the song, I want you to think that that would be a good way to enter 2:15, telling God, here you are, and he can have his way with you. I'm going to play the song, going to come back. We're going to do the prayer, and we're going to go straight into the lesson. Be blessed.
Giving my
given myself to you. I'm here. And that's our song for the day. I see that some more callers came in. And at this time, I'm going to ask if anybody would like to pray. If you press the one button on your phone, I will be able to open your mics and you'll go with the airway. After the prayer, we're going to go into the lesson. For those who have just come into the studio, the title of the lesson tonight is Don't Allow Your 2015 Resolution to Be About How Much You Gather, but it should be about how much you scattered. And we're coming from Luke, the 10th chapter, the 25th through the 31st verse. And at this time, I see a number, my grandson number. He usually called in to pray. Madison, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to say anything to the people tonight?
I hope you enjoy the lesson.
And would you like to open us up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Lord, thank you for this Tuesday that we could hear the lessons coming into a new year, 2015, and the things that we might want to change in our life to get closer to you, the things maybe for our life to be better for our kids and even just ours to have a great life until we get into the eternal life, the good life with you. Thank you. And please let us be able to get the lesson on through the Bible as it says in the Bible, even with the lesson. Please. And thank you that we're able to listen to my grandmother on Blog Talk Radio and other people is on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you check other people out. It'll really help spread the word of God because you learn different lessons every day. Please, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, Madison, and thank you so much. If you can, listen to the lesson a little bit. And I thank you as always. You know, I am so proud of you, and I'm so thankful that God has given you a heart that is after the love of God, and I pray that it helps you. I know it will help you because they say when someone could get it when they're young, they could save themselves from all kinds of trouble. And if you just keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, son, God will see you through. He will never forsake you, never forsake you or never leave you. He'll build a fence around you, and you'll have faith in your life. So you keep on keeping on and holding on to God's hand, and I pray to God that you have a wonderful life. Thank you, Madison, so much.
Welcome.
And be blessed. I have another person that has pressed the one button. We may have some more prayers going forth, and it's never too much a prayer. So, caller, if your number is 504-437-68, your mic is open and you could speak now.
You say 437-8679?
Right. That's you, baby. You could talk. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you. First, I want to give my thanks to Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Ms. Diane, because when you come on our prayer line, it's a blessing for me and for each and every one of us that's on our prayer line. I thank you for giving out the word because I'm thirsty and I'm chasing after Jesus because I want to learn everything that I can and because I want to be saved. And I thank him for his love, and I thank him for his mercy, and I thank him for his grace, and I love him. And all I want to say, you be blessed, Ms. Diane, and I thank you for your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I thank you so much, sweetie. And you are a blessing to me as well every time I hear you speak on the prayer line. And I really feel like it's a privilege to hear you each time you talk. You know, plenty of times in our lives we don't realize what we have. But, you know, your speaking does something for me. And I want to say thanks to you as well. And I'm going to try to do better and be on the prayer line more. And now you have information for me. For those who may be calling in for the first time, we be on the air every Wednesday at 8:30. And you could hear us at that time unless the schedule changes, and we usually notify. But I thank God for you as well, and you keep holding on to God's unchanging hand, and
yes.
He will see you through.
Yes,
thank you for taking time and calling.
You're more than welcome.
Is it anyone else that would like to make a comment before we start with the lesson? And if not, we will definitely have time at the end of the lesson for anybody who may want to add to the lesson, expound on it, or just pray or sing or whatever. Remember, this is our Bible study, and each and every one is a part of it and has been a part of it. And you can come and you can say, you can sing, you can pray, you could add to it, you could even give me corrections, because I tell you, I don't know it all. So we're going to keep that in mind, and we're going to go into the lesson tonight. Like I said, it's don't allow your 2015 resolution just to be about how much you can gather, but how much you can scatter. You see, the practice of New Year's resolution goes back to 3,000 years to the ancient Babylonians. There is just something about the start of a new year that gives us a feeling of a fresh start, a new beginning. But you see, in reality, there's no difference between December the 31st and January 1st. You see, there's nothing mystical that's going to occur at midnight on December the 31st, and there is nothing mystical which will occur on January 1st. You see, the Bible does not speak for or against the concept of New Year's resolution. However, as Christians who determine to make a New Year's resolution, you should really decide, study, go to God, decipher what resolution you should make that will have profit. You know, we could do all kind of things, but will it have profit? Will it profit anything? Would it add to anything other than you deciding to do what you want to do? You see, there are plenty of New Year's resolutions, and we see it all on the TV, everywhere you turn around, and on the radio. And some of the common New Year's resolutions are commitments, such as to quit smoking, to stop drinking, to manage your money more wisely, or to spend more time with your family. And by far the most common New Year's resolution all around the world is to lose weight. You know, and it is in conjunction with exercising more and eating more healthy. You see, each one of these, they are real good goals to set. But if we want to do it the way that the Bible say, we have to visit 1 Timothy 4:8, which instructs us to keep exercise in perspective. Because it says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. Come on now, I hope you got that. 1 Timothy 4:8. You see, they say godliness has value for all things. If you put God first, it's going to straighten out a lot of things in your life. Because the more you love on God, the more you love on yourself. And as I always tell you, you'll never know who you are until you know who God is. You see, the vast majority of New Year's resolutions, even among Christians, are in relation to physical things. But I come to tell you tonight, this shouldn't be. You see, many Christians make New Year's resolutions, and some of theirs are to pray more. Come on now, I know y'all know that. Some of them sit down and say, I want to read the Bible every day. Some who haven't been going to church but maybe believe they love the Lord or say they love the Lord, they say, you know, I'm going to start attending church regularly. And, you know, these are fantastic goals. However, these New Year resolutions fail just as often as the spiritual resolutions that I spoke of earlier, to losing weight, managing money, quit smoking, quit drinking, they fail just as often as the nine spiritual resolutions, because there is no power in a New Year's resolution. You see, when we decide to stop or start doing something, a certain activity, you know, it has no value unless you have proper motivation for stopping or starting an activity. For example, why do you want to read the Bible every day? Is it to honor God and grow spiritually? Or is it just because you heard that is a good thing to do? You see, Philippians 4:13 tell us, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So when you take that scripture and you think about it and you think about the new year, you can say, I could do all things with Christ who strengthened me. And now you're going in the new year and you believe, if you believe that scripture, that he's going to strengthen you for all you need to do. You see, if God is the center of a New Year's resolution, if you make one, you know, it'll probably have a chance for success. But it depends still on your commitment. You see, everything that we want and everything that is good and everything that is true and all that God has designed for us to do, God will give us the strength, because Philippians said it, to accomplish it. But you got to do the work. You see, it'll succeed if you have commitment to do it. And you got to remember, some of the things that we are asking God for in the new year doesn't line up with his will. You see, and if it is God's will for something to be fulfilled, he will enable you to fulfill it. So if you want to write something down, okay, now we done discussed that, you know, in order for, you know, to have success with a change in your life or taking something in or taking something out, you know, it's got to line up with the will of God. Okay, that sounds good. I didn't see it that way till just now, but that's good. You see, start the new year by praying. This is what you need to do. Start the new year by praying to God for wisdom. We always have lessons, and we learn that wisdom only comes from God. There's no school of wisdom. There's no university of wisdom. There's no degree in wisdom. Wisdom only comes from God, and if you want it, the Bible says you have to ask. So if you start the new year praying for more wisdom, some wisdom if you don't have any, you know, this is a sure guarantee that you're going to make it through. You see, ask him for what he would have for you to do, and pray for wisdom as to how to fulfill the goal God gives you. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm going to read that again. Start the new year by praying to God for wisdom. And then ask him what he would have for you to do. And pray for wisdom as to how to fulfill the goal God gives you. So what am I saying now? In the year 2015, as we enter and we think about changing, we need to go to God and ask God, what would you have for me to do? And then if you get the direction, or as you're waiting for the directions, you need to pray that he will give you the wisdom to fulfill the goal that he has given you. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible, Philippians 2:13. It says that it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasures. You know, I read that scripture a long time ago, and I say it every chance I get, because that's where I walked into freedom. Because that scripture let me know that it is not predicated on me. It's not predicated on how smart I am or how good I look. The scriptures say it is God that worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasures. Before the foundation of the world, he had your purpose and your design, and he's molding and shaping you into your intended purpose if you allow him by submitting and obeying. You see, ask God for the wisdom to help you fulfill a goal that God's give you. Then rely on God's strength to help you. You know, plenty of times people, you know, get the big head because they think they're doing so much on their own. Well, I come to tell you, you might have went to the college and you might have a good job and you might have a good job and you might get paid a lot and you might have a big car and you might have a big house. But if God don't give you breath in the next second or so, you're going to die. So how can we walk around as if we are creating something, are we in control of something? It all comes from God. So why not let him have his way in your life? You see, the start of a new year is a good time to stop and look at our lives. I didn't say yours, I said ours. And that's the first step in making a realistic resolution. Because you see, if you don't inspect yourself, you shouldn't expect much of yourself. You know, they have people walking around and just as crazy as could be and, you know, always talking loud and saying nothing and think they got it going on. But if you listen to them, they really, you know, really don't. And the sad thing about it, they'll never know because they don't take time to evaluate themselves. You know, they doing what they want, how they want, when they want, because they want. And they go on and they all right with it. And plenty of them is slipping into darkness. Plenty of them, like the world would say, is a hot mess. And they don't even know that they're losing a battle and that there was a war. You know, you have to evaluate yourself. You have to ask yourself, what need to be improved in my life? What need to be eliminated out of my life? Or what I need to add in my life? You know, the Bible talks about there's a time and a season for everything. Some things you need to be getting rid of and some things you need to be taking in. You know? And some things you need to be turning down and some things you need to be accepting. But you see, when you do that, this is what you could do. You could say, ask yourself, what does God see when he looks at me? And what does he want me to do? Again, with his help. What is his will for the coming year for my life? The Bible says, and I needed this, y'all. The Bible said, forget the formal things. Do not dwell on the past. Okay, that's another step for the new year, right? 2014 is about to end. Some of us had many hardships, heartbreaks, letdowns, financial burdens, problems with our health and everything else. But God was right there with you. You see, the Bible said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I don't know if you ever took time and listened to what that said. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say that no weapon wouldn't form against you. But it says the one that forms against you shall not prosper. You can't lose with what God used. And James said when you fall into divers of temptation, and to divers of temptations. He didn't say if, he said when. Just because we love God, he didn't promise a rose garden. And it don't mean because we love him that we won't have adversities, trials, and tribulation. But it's not what comes our way. It's who we go through it with. And the scripture say, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, this is Isaiah talking. See, and God had given him a prophecy. And see, I, who's the I? God. I am doing a new thing. That's in Isaiah 43:18-19. You see, there are many changes that we are hoping for in the new year. Some are spiritual and others are personal. And it's okay. You see, all of our thoughts should be focused, should not be focused mainly on the gathering of people, places, and things. And you might say, well, Sister Diane, why you say people, places, and things? Because some people want some people in their life for different reasons. Some want places. They may want to go here, do that, get, you know, something that's tangible, a place, and things, which is mostly materialism. But you see, our main focus should not be on the gathering, and I use this phrase, people, places, and things, but we should evaluate ourselves, take an inventory of what God has already given us that we can share by scattering our time, resources, and talents with others, our neighbors. And you might ask the question, you know, you say neighbor, who's our neighbor? Well, it is not just the people who live in your block. All of mankind is our neighbor. And Jesus explained when he was asked, who is our neighbor in the Word of God? He explained who your neighbor was with the parable of the Good Samaritan. And that's where our scripture is coming from tonight. So if we look at Luke, the 10th chapter, the 25th verse, I'm going to read now the 25th through the 27th. You see, and it says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, saying, the lawyer, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might, and with all our mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see, Jesus was teaching, and in another one of the Gospels in the book of Mark, Jesus was teaching the disciples, and they asked him what was the greatest commandment out of the 10. Jesus said, I'm not going to deal with you with the 10. I'm going to deal with you with 2, because if you do just these 2, you're having problem with the 10, and I'm going to give you 2, and you're still going to have problem. He said, but I'm going to tell you, if you deal with these 2, it'll take care of all of the 10. And Jesus said, love thy Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. But in this gospel, the gospel of Luke, it was a lawyer trying to trick Jesus up. You see, here we see the center of a New Year's resolution should be love. God gave us 10 commandments on Mount Sinai with Moses. Jesus come back and he combined it into 2. And Jesus is telling us to love the Lord and to love your neighbor. Love the Lord and love your neighbor. Here we see the center of a New Year's resolution should be love. You see, love is not just for the beginning of the new year, but it should be scattered all throughout the year, and it will last through eternity. See, love will go with you in eternity. You see, all this other gathering is going to disappear. You know, you got a house, and you die, we can't take that with us. And I'm not talking about that because we hear that so much, but I'm trying to show you the things that's going to last. You see, when you love and you truly love, you see, when you die and you go into eternity, that love's come with you. You see, certain things, as the Bible says, is going to be taken up and burned you know, like the grass, and it's going to be placed on fire, and it's going to melt. Because the book of Revelation, where my prayer partners was on today, we was in the book of Revelation, and it says it's going to burn with a firm and heat, and everything going to pass away. And you see everything going to be made new for Jesus' kingdom. And you see that love you doing right here on earth now going to carry you through eternity. So that's why I say, you know, should be scattered throughout the year, and we should treat, you know, and we're going to have certain things that we're going to bring with us in eternity, and some is not. But, you know, we as a people, we as individuals, by living in this world, we have allowed our perception to be warped. You know, some of the things that Satan has tampered with just about everything that he could, to the most degree that he could. And plenty of times we start looking at things that are wrong, and we look at them that is right. And things that are right, they're trying to make you believe is wrong. We are warped our perception, and plenty of us has taken it as our reality, and we having trouble deciphering what's wrong or right. And plenty of times Christians are compromising their faith because they say, oh, this all right, and this all right, and this is okay, and that's cool. But we have to remember, there's a few basic things that I'm asking that you take into the new year. And I guarantee you that you'll have success. Because it lines up with the will of God in the Word of God. And if you deal with it and ask God for wisdom, the Holy Ghost will give you illumination and revelation, and he will give you a better, broader meaning of something you have heard all your life. Here we go. If all of us would treat others as we want to be treated, and I'm not telling you that you could just treat them the way you want to be treated when they acting like you want them to act, but when they're not acting like you want, not when they're not being so nice, you still got to treat them nice. Because you say you a child of God, you a Christian, you walking in the love. So everybody's not going to be right. You got to get them a chance to get to where you at. And you see, for all y'all that's all learned, all of us that's learned in the Word of God, and we have a lot of stuff that we working in, that should give us patience for the ones that's not at the level that you are now. So if we all would treat others the way we want to be treated, not as they sometimes treat us, this will solve many problems in the world today. And if we learn to sow what we want to reap, our lives will be full of blessings and great success. For anybody that have problems through the holidays and say, I'm lonely, if you need a friend, to have friends, you got to show yourself friendly. To receive love, you got to give love. To want to receive thanks, you got to be thankful. There's certain rules, just like the law of gravity, it's already in place. Sowing and reaping ain't going to change for nobody, because God say if you know, whatever you do, you're going to sow what you're going to reap. And I got good news for you, because when I was a little girl, my parents used to tell me about you sowing what you reap. They only gave that phrase when you was doing something you didn't have no business. So I grew up to be a woman and not realizing that sowing and reaping was the good as well as the bad. And you see, the two scriptures that we had, if you begin to love the Lord with your whole heart, let him in. Don't hold back no errors of your heart. And you got to take some of that out of your head and let it fill your heart. Your heart is not full of the love of God, because so much stuff is in your head. You're a hearer, but you're not a doer. You've heard it and you understand it and you know it's right, and yet you don't do it. It's stuck in your head because it haven't gotten to your heart. Let your heart be filled with the love. You see, if we begin to love the Lord with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind, and we love our neighbors as ourselves, the Bible says, and this is so cute, The Bible says we will do well. Do you believe it? Do you want to do well in 2015? And I didn't give you a big old hill to climb. I didn't ask you to move a mountain. I said treat everybody the way you want to be treated. Begin to sow the things you want to receive. And love the Lord and love your neighbor. That's a plan for success. And if we go to the other verse 28, and it said, and he said unto them, thou hast answered right, to the attorney in the verse up. Because he asked the lawyer asked him the question, and the lawyer answered the question that the law said, love your neighbor, you know, the Lord and your neighbor. So Jesus told him, thou hast answered right. This do and that. He said, do this and you'll live. So that's what he told the man. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is thy neighbor? You see, that's what he going to ask him after Jesus said all of that. And plus, he answered the question right. You see, this is what was happening. We see that the lawyer was trying to tempt Jesus. He asked a question that he already knew the answer, trying to trick him. You know, sometimes we know the answer to too many of the questions that we face in our lives, but we choose to do what we want to do because it satisfies us for the moment. You see, we should use the Word of God as our compass and stop leaning to our own understanding. We have to stop just being a hearer and become a doer. We have to take the Word of God out of our head and let it fill our hearts. And the scripture said, if you do this, we do well. Do you want to do well in the new year? Make your resolutions. Decide what you need to change or what you, you know, need to just keep going on. And so many things we don't have to change, you know, because if we say, if we hold on to the Word of God, and the Word of God told us that all things going to work together for our good. Come on now. If it say all things going to work together for our good in 2014, we know it's still going to do it in 2015. So take that scripture with you and work it in 15. And the last, the other verse we have is Jesus answered saying, a certain man went down to Jerusalem, to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed. Jesus is teaching the attorney now with a parable, and he used the parable of the Good Samaritan, and that's what I'm reading now. And Jesus answered saying, a certain man went down to Jerusalem, to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him for dead. And by chance, there came a certain priest that way. A priest, now listen to me. And he saw him, he passed by him and got on the other side of the street. And likewise, a Levite, and you know the priest came from the Levite family in the Bible. So these is upright, righteous, godly, supposedly people. And you see, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came, he looked at the man, he passed by, and he went on the other side. But you see, 33 say, but a certain Samaritan had journeyed, came where he was. He saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Now, here we see a priest and a Levite. They saw someone that needed help, but they looked, they passed, and they went by, the priest and the Levite. You see, but the Samaritan and the words, and the Samaritan was people who was considered to be their enemies. You see, Samaritans and Jews didn't didn't commingle together, and the Jews thought they were superior to the Samaritans, and they thought the Samaritans was low class. The Bible even quotes a lot of times that the Jews called the Samaritans dogs. He was considered to be an enemy, but he stopped and he had compassion. You see, there are many situations that you could lend a helping hand, and yet sometimes we pass on by and go to the other side of the street. We have to stop and take an inventory of ourselves, and you decide what changes you need to make in 2015. But since we know more, we should begin to do more. We're meeting up every Wednesday night for Bible study, going on prayer lines all around the world, looking at the gospel station, showing up for Sunday school and Bible study. But as we learn more, we should do more. And as we know more, we should show more. And then the last verse, 35, say, and on the morrow when he departed, he took 2 pence and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. You see, even as he was leaving, he was concerned about his neighbor. He left provisions to carry the man through his recovery. You see, this is how God works with us. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us, but he will see us through. You see, if you can only make one resolution for the new year coming up, I'm pressing and suggesting that it could be this, that you might become more and more like Christ during the coming year. You see, this Samaritan was being Christ-like. And all of us, if we saved, say we're Christians. And to be a Christian is to be Christ-like, not Christ. You see, after all of this, God's will for every person and every one of us that is his children to take on the image of his son. You know, the Bibles tell us that we can't be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed. We should renew our minds, not once a year, but daily. You see, because every day we are tempted to forget God and to live for ourselves. Do y'all know any selfish people? Any puffed up, prideful people? That they're the center of their existence? But you see, God's will for us is to become more and more like his son. And this happened as we stay close to Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to change us and renew us from within. You see, that change is coming from the inside. That's going to be seen on the outside. Can anybody see Christ has been working on you? You see, we are being renewed daily, but we must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. When we submit our hearts and lives to Christ, the Bible says we do good. And as I close tonight, I just say this. Begin this new year by making sure of your relationship with God. Make sure your relationship is intact. Make sure, you know, when you pray, he could hear you, and you could sit down and listen and wait for him, to hear him, and make sure of your relationship with God. You see, 2004 we're in, and 2015 will begin very shortly. And you see, this is not new. It has been happening since the beginning of time. You see, some will make it into the new year, and some will not. You see, the question here tonight is, how do you want to see yourself or be seen in this journey called life? You see, we start with a date. Hallelujah. And then there's a dash. Hallelujah. And we end with a date. We didn't control the beginning, and we won't control the end. But you see, the dash is ours. And we should be learning God's will for our life. You see, in the dash, God is molding us into our intended purpose if we let him. So I ask you tonight, let's pray that our lives speaks as a life of scattering and not just a life of gathering. Because only those things that we do for Christ will last. And that's our story for tonight. That's our lesson for tonight. I pray that you be encouraged. You know, and if you make New Year's resolution, make your New Year's resolution, but go to God. Ask him what he has planned for you in 2015. You know, if you go to God on December the 30th, which is a day before the new year, and you start in praying and asking for wisdom and asking for his will and his way and how to guide you through, you know, if you start off like that, what jump you would have in 2015? Can you imagine, you know, how you have a jump and going in the right direction? You know, the word of God says in the book of Psalms, they say allow the word to be a lamp into our feet and a light into our pathway. But I'm just encouraging you to do what you need to do to get closer to God, to be all right with your relationship with God, with doing the things that you know that God wants you to do. And, you know, God have different assignments for everybody. What God expects of you, he might not expect of me, but there are certain rules and regulations that he expects from everybody. So as we go into, as we leave out of 2014 and go into 2015, I just want to let you know that God truly loves you, and so do I. And that's our lesson for the night. And I pray that someone would like to make comments or concerns, add to the lesson, tell a testimony, or give us a prayer, sing a song. Because remember, this is our Bible study, and it's going to be the last time for this year you're going to have an opportunity to say something to your brothers and sisters on the Blog Talk Radio that we come on every week after week after week, you know, for the year. This is your last opportunity to be even able to even share a word with our Inspirational Wednesday Bible Study family. So if no one have anything to say, I'm going to say the benediction prayer because I know there's blessings in a benediction. And if there's anybody out there who don't know, who haven't accepted Christ as their Savior, now is a great time to do it. You know, for you have to accept Christ. You have to believe that he did die and he is your Savior. And you have to confess your sins in a sense. When you accept Christ, you're already saying you know you're a sinner. When people don't accept Christ, they don't believe that they're a sinner, or that they're a sinner, but that Christ can't save them, or that they're not going to be saved by Christ or sin. And they, what they do, they make it up as they go. Some people know the answer, but they're not ready to accept. Some people are sitting back, and they're making it up as they go. They done became their own God. They done made up their own rules and regulations of what they're going to do and not do, and they big and bad enough to do it. And if someone haven't accepted Christ, there's a prayer line number. The number is 504-289-9501, 504-289-9501. You could call that number and we could do the prayer. and you could, you know, go you would become saved, and you could go and join a church in your neighborhood, and, you know, you could just start doing the things of God. So if there's anyone who would like to say anything, and since no one did and it's now 9:26, I always try to finish at 9:30. So what I'm going to do is say the benediction prayer. And then, you know, I always play music after that because some people love to stay on and listen to the music. Once the music starts playing, I'm still in the studio and I can still see your numbers and I can still see your prompting if you want to talk. And even though the music has started, you can still press the one button on your phone. I will open up the line and you can speak. So I'm going to go now to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, precious God, Lord, I am so grateful and so thankful and so honored that you have allowed me the opportunity to come before your people. This is the last Bible study for the year, dear God. And we've been faithful for January and February and all the way through December. And I just say thank you. You gave us health. You gave us strength to keep coming. You gave the finances to be able to keep it on the air, dear God. And I'm just so grateful. Lord, I know it's not because I'm so good. I know it's not because I'm so smart. But, Lord, we realize that you do what you want, when you want, how you want, for who you want. And, Lord, I can't understand it, but I just have to show up and be in position and be in my place, dear God. And that's all I have to offer, dear God. Lord, keep strengthening us. Lord, give all of the people the direction for what you have for them to do in 2015, where you want them to go, dear God, what you want them to speak, dear God, what you want them to have, dear God, what you want them to share, dear God. Let them open up their eyes that they could see the needs in other people, dear God. Let us not be selfish and stuck on ourselves, dear God. Let us not be prideful people or boastful people, dear God, realizing and thinking we're doing it on our own. But let us look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from you, dear God. Let us give you all honor and praise, dear God, because you created us for your praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, and I honor you, dear God, and I give you my praise. Be with the people, dear God. Bless each and every one that came in week after week. Bless their homes, dear God. Bless their finances. Bless their health, dear God. Lord, I pray for everybody that have sickness in their body, dear God. Lord, I pray for everybody that may be confused right now. I pray for the mind that may be in an uproar, dear God. Release it, dear God. Because we realize, and just let us realize that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against spirits. Teach us how to love everybody, dear God. I might not like the sin that you're in, but I got to love you because the Bible said that we owe no man but to love him. Teach us that, dear God. The world will be a better place. Teach us, dear God, to give what we want to get, dear God. Teach us to treat others the way we want to be treated. Hallelujah. And treat us to be kind to everyone. Heavenly Father, I ask all these blessings and others in your darling Son Jesus' name for all of our sakes. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Would anybody like to say anything before I put on the music? If anybody would like to start the new year with a certain topic, you could press the one button on your phone and we could address those topics. You know, again, I say it all the time. This is not my Bible study. This is our Bible study. Someone would like to speak, and it's 504-217-76. Your line is open at this time.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Diane. Hallelujah. This is Sister Alexander Cynthia from the other side. I just wanted to say that, you know, the word was a ready word. It was a right now word. And I give God the glory for it because you're right. When it comes down to resolutions, you know, we put all these other things up as far as resolutions, and this is the time when we should be, you know, getting our lives closer and greater with God, you know. And you know, I just know that he's pouring his spirit out during this time and during this season, you know. And we want to be in the right place to be able to receive the gifts and the truth of the Spirit of God, you know. So I just want to thank God that I was able to come in and fellowship. And I will come even more, you know, and it was a blessing to me. And I pray, God, that, you know, as we go and as we grow into out of this year and going into the new year, that we will walk into the favor of God and the blessings of God. Amen.
Amen. I thank you, sister. This is my sister in Christ that has the Bible study, and they pray every day at 6 in the morning, 12 noon, and 7 at night, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I was invited to come in a Bible study, and I went in, and I've been being blessed, you know. And, you know, I know that prayer really changes things, but, you know, we often don't pray as much as we should. And the other day I was, like, really in a bad shape. I was just tired. I was just drained. I couldn't do nothing. And I went on the prayer line, and when I got up the prayer line, I started doing all kind of things. You see, the word of God in prayer is our strength, but we have to look at it and accept it like that. We got to know that. And most of all, we have to expect that. My prayer is that each and every one of us go into the new year with expectancy, expecting God to do what he said he would do, expecting God to be who he say he is, and expecting the Holy Ghost to work us from within, as the lesson say, that we could have all of the success that God has already given us in the provisions. And my sister, I thank you. And
you're
I'll
welcome.
Be on the prayer line again tomorrow. And I
you're
thank
fine.
You for calling in. And everybody's welcome. And this is all of our Bible study. And
yeah,
everybody can play a part.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Would anybody else like to say anything? So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and put the music on. And I'll be looking in case anybody pressed their button. And I'll play music as long as someone is on the line. I love each and every one of you. And to each and every one of you, I have to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What that mean? You find a way to make your new year happy. Put God in the ingredients. And start it off with love. Make you a love gumbo. Put in love, mercy. Come on now. Long-suffering, joy, peace. Put that faith in there. Put a shield in there. Put a helmet of salvation. Make you that and eat on it. You know, in the book of Revelation that we studied in Bible study in prayer today, the sister said that he said you're going to eat it. And he told John certain things he gave him. He said you cannot, you know, don't give this out now. You know, you eat it and you see that it is good. But that's what you have to do with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what makes you happy. So I'm going to put this record on, and as I say, I'll be still looking. But Happy New Year's. Be blessed, and we'll still be on the line.
I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry.
even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring.
King, just to praise upon your glory. Hallelujah. But since no one else has anything else to say, if you would like some more music, because I have a lot ready to play, if you press a one button on your phone, I'm not going to open a mic, I'm not going to ask you no questions. That's only going to let me know you want more music, and I'll play more. If no one responds, we'll go ahead and end our program for tonight, not only for tonight, but for the year 2014 as well. So since no one else has pressed the button to eat, oh, here we go, somebody pressed, they want the music, and you got it. So here goes another record. Oh, another person pressed too. So let me get some music going on. Oh, I like this. And this is a time as we in the end of the year. This record is called Encourage Yourself. You know, sometimes people won't encourage you when you may feel like you need encouragement, or either encourage you when you feel you have done something good. So, this record is Encourage Yourself. Well, something is going on in the studio with that, but I got a lot more where that came from. And this record is called You Don't Know My Story.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
My lowest.
Upon me,
All of us have a testimony. Since people are still on the line, I'll play you another one.
It's the air that we breathe, that we move and heal. It's the life that we feel should be in Him. We'll be right back.
that's our program for tonight. I pray that each and every one of you were blessed, and each one of you will have a happy New Year's and into the new year with expectancy that God is able and willing, and he will see you through. Be blessed. See you in the new year. Good night.